Good evening. Welcome to the Board of Adjustment meeting for the City of Bettendorf for March 11th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger? Tansy?
Here.
Tom Burks?
Here.
Okay, we have three out of the group, so we have quorum anyway. The Board of Adjustment is a committee appointed by the mayor. We review certain matters that come before us by statute. They include special uses and various adjustments to this. So with that, we'll move into the minutes of the February 11th meeting. You've all received copies of those. Do I have any additions or changes to them?
I'll move to approve.
Okay. Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. The one item we have on the agenda tonight is a public hearing in connection with case 21016. It's 2925 18th Street. It's a PUD. It's a special use permit to allow kennels associated with a veterinary clinic, and it's submitted by Dr. Sue Hartman. Staff report, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I do have a staff report for you here. Tonight's case has a little bit of a twist to it, in just that we have a planned unit development, and we're gonna associate the zoning underlying that planned unit development, SC3. So let me just recap. 2925 18th Street. It's the former Family Video. Dr. Sue Hartman is petitioning to have kennels associated with the veterinary clinic there. PUD zoning underlying C3, as is evidenced in a 1999 staff report that I provided in your materials. Dr. Hartman's proposing three permanent kennels on the site plan that I saw, and a 12x2 area for, I would call, small animal stackable kennels, kind of the more portable kind for different animals she may be treating. There will be an outdoor dog run of 30x7. I think it is important to clarify that these are all for treatment purposes. This is not a daycare or a training facility. And they will only be there while under treatment. No leaving your dog while you go out of town, or your cat, or that type of thing. The dog run, let me get to the aerial here for you. If you're familiar with the Family Video site, which I think many of us are, 18th Street and Tech Drive. The dog run would be here, and this is nearest the Tech Drive portion. Tech Drive would be at the bottom of the screen, so this would be the dog run area. There's easily 12 foot there before the property line, and they're proposing, I think, 7 foot wide. Again, only occupied by animals that are in treatment, not an outdoor pen or anything like that. Dr. Hartman does have an existing clinic just 300 yards from this site. Nearly on this picture, I believe, right here, is her existing clinic, and I believe it's her plan to actually close that clinic and move her operations entirely to this new location. The strip mall has two other users in it, one being a vacant space and one being a hair salon. The other space has frequently been occupied by takeout-style restaurants. It's unique that this is a PUD, but the C3 underlying would allow kennels associated with a veterinary clinic by special use permit. I would note that Title 11, Chapter 2 of City Code defines kennels very broadly, in that it's boarding and care services for dogs, cats, and similar animals. And in the and care services piece of that definition, I think does require the special use permit. And they are clearly allowed in C3. That's provided in a table in your staff report. That says explicitly that they're allowed in C3 with veterinary clinic. I would note that this special use permit would then be contingent upon the actual planned unit development area plan being modified to allow the veterinary clinic to locate there. It was originally written by resolution to allow only a video store unless otherwise approved by City Council. I did run that by City Attorney Chris Kern, and we will be getting it in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission on the 17th. We do expect a positive result. Staff is positive here. The 9-part test that is required I won't go through them all, but we think we pass all 9 tests. I would note that we would limit the kennels for animals in treatment only, as one of our major conditions. Our other general conditions also apply. You have a positive staff recommendation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff? Nope.
So there would be no boarding?
No, we don't do boarding.
No boarding?
We don't do boarding at the current clinic, and I don't plan to add that.
Yeah, an animal might be there overnight for treatment.
Yeah.
We almost never have, the emergency clinic's open after hours, so if we have a hospitalized patient, it goes there.
Oh.
There's nobody on staff overnight, so we don't keep anybody overnight.
Okay.
We have a cat who lives in the clinic. He's a resident, but other than that.
He can stay.
He can stay. He doesn't cause too much trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, Glenn?
No.
Anybody want to speak in favor of the application? It's up to you.
We're in favor.
Okay, all right.
I'm the manager. I support the alert.
This is my contract number, so.
And there's nobody here to speak opposed to it, so.
We're just hoping to move to an area where we can expand and have a bigger parking lot.
Yep.
What is the name of the veterinary clinic?
Fine Animal Clinic.
Fine. Okay.
Are you purchasing the building or leasing it? Or what?
Leasing.
It's good reuse.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, what's your pleasure? You want to make a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve case number 21-016 to approve the
special
use.
And is that subject to the conditions of the?
To the condition of planning and zoning.
I would second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion? I doubt it. Okay. How about roll call vote?
Gallagher?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
Tom Burks?
Yes.
Okay. It's approved. Thank you for coming down.